Extreme weather events, punishing heat in Canada and Siberia, flooding in Western Europe, drought and wildfires in the U.S., our planet is violently reacting to climate change because of the burning of fossil fuels by us. In a moment, we'll hear from a climate scientist about how he thinks climate chaos could play out in the future. Right now, the devastation from flooding in central China following record-setting rains last week. About a year's worth of rain fell in just 3 days in one city of 12 million residents, the city of Jinzhou. So far, at least 58 people have died. NPR's Emily Fang traveled to the flood zone and brings us this report.
Zhengzhou restaurant owner Wang Anna noticed a downpour Tuesday evening. By nightfall, the water outside her restaurant had risen alarmingly quickly. I saw the rain was not stopping, so I headed out, she says. But the water was up to my chin, she gestures. Wang had her young son with her, so in desperation, she grabbed a broom handle. She says she held the handle horizontally between the two of them so they wouldn't be swept away by the current. About 20 other people were trying to get home too, so they all linked arms, keeping each other steady. Others were not so lucky. Just a few hundred feet away from Wang's restaurant is a long traffic tunnel. Floodwater gushed in Tuesday, drowning at least two drivers. NPR visited the tunnel 3 days later as it was being pumped clear. Mud-covered vehicles dredged from the tunnel lay outside. People across China heard the news and rushed to help. Last Friday, I found about 100 residents carrying bedding and food into a community center. Directing them is Wu Chao, a short, energetic businessman. He drove from 300 miles away to help. He says he was carrying rescue equipment, so he drove throughout the night to get to Fuwai Hospital in Zhengzhou, which was marooned at the time. Wu is part of a private rescue organization called the Dawn Emergency Rescue Team, one of several that mobilized to deliver supplies and get people out of submerged homes. In order to reach trapped residents, some of his team members jumped into the floodwaters without a second thought, he says. He's visibly moved by the resilience he's seen in the Chinese people, he says. And the work is not over yet, because the rainstorm that flooded Zhengzhou then moved north and flooded the city of Xinxiang, home to about 6 million people. Water there was still hip height when NPR visited over the weekend. It left thousands of elderly residents and children stuck in high-rises and neighboring villages. So people improvised. They're giving each other lifts in bulldozers, scooping up sometimes entire families stranded by water. We hitch a ride on one bulldozer with Hu Songsong. She's maniacally energetic, trying to save her remaining belongings by keeping them afloat in a big red wash basin. She says the water began creeping into her first floor home at around 2 a.m. Friday. She couldn't keep the water out, so terrified, she began moving possessions to higher ground. Another volunteer uses a giant inflatable unicorn to pull me and my producer, Amy Chang, through thigh-high water. He says he bought this unicorn at the beach 5 years ago, and today he had a day off and thought, why not help carry supplies or help people to the hospital on it? Just outside the flood zone, an exhausted rescuer checks his equipment and men. This is Xiang Nanming, captain of another private rescue group named Blue Skies. He spent the day before moving some 600 people to higher ground. He says he's done rescue work like this for 6 years, but he's never seen a flood as big as this one that's damaged so much and affected so many. Scientists say rains like this haven't fallen on Henan province in 60 years, but climate change might make such rains more common, and cities like Zhengzhou and Xinxiang might need to brace for more floods. Emily Fang, NPR News, Henan Province, China.